Now, let's enter our GeoQuiz Restaurante, shall we? Hi, my name is Marco, and for this quiz, I'll be your waiter. Our specials today include shrimp ceviche, marinated in lime and chili sauce. Also, try the chupe. It's a traditional fish chowder served with corn, lima beans, cheese, and a fried egg. Plus, don't forget the lomo saltado, marinated strips of beef tenderloin, sautéed with chili, onions, and tomatoes. And for dessert, we've got local fruits, including chirimoya and lucuma. Now, before I take your order, you got to tell me where these dishes are typical fare. We're looking for the name of a South American capital that matches these flavors and ingredients. Okay, we're back with the main dish in just over a minute. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Our GeoQuiz today features such delicacies as ceviche and lomo saltado. Those are favorite dishes in Peru, and Lima, Peru, is the answer we were looking for. There's a restaurant there we want to take you to. It's called Restaurant Huacapucyana. It offers a fusion of local Peruvian ingredients with contemporary cuisine. The setting is as interesting as the menu. The restaurant is right next to the ruins of an adobe pyramid built back in the 5th century. You can take a tour after your meal, but first we'd like you to meet the chef.
My name is Marilu Madueño. I'm from Lima, Peru. I'm the chef at the restaurant Huacapucyana. When I was growing up, when I went to the States for vacation or whatever, and I told someone I was from Peru, there was a lot of confusion. They thought, like, South America, all the countries were more or less the same, no? But now I can really see a difference. There's a little bit more knowledge. They're starting to know the ingredients. People not only recognize us as a different country, but also recognize Peru has one style of food and ingredients, and Brazil has another, and Mexico another, and Bolivia another. So people are really starting to pay a little more attention. You know, Peru is a country of the potatoes. We have over 3,000 kinds of potatoes, so that's a basic ingredient in our diet. Also, ají, which is the chili we use. We have ají amarillo, that's the basic ají of almost all the foods we cook. And then we have ají limo, ají panca, rocoto, all kinds of chilies that are getting to be known around the States a lot, that season a lot of our food. We have corn, and then we are very well known for our dishes like ceviche and causa and lomo saltado. In Lima, around the markets, you can find almost every food that you can eat at home when you find it in the streets. We have a lot of different carts that sell from drinks to ceviches to carapulcras to desserts like picarones, anticuchos, yuquitas, all around the city, no? So, and some are really known also, like the best for anticuchos go there, and there are carts in the street selling these kinds of foods, and people in Peru have a long tradition of eating, don't like to eat just like one sandwich, they like to have like a plate full, so they buy a lot of different stuff and get a big plate full of different street foods. They serve all kinds of pisco, and they sell tamales, humitas, and a typical sandwich made out of pork called butifarras. And turrón de Doña Pepa, that is a cake formed from different cookies and honey. So it's good.
I'll bet it's all good. That's Chef Marilu Madueño of Restaurant Huacapucyana in Lima, Peru. If you'd like to check what's on her menu today, we've posted a link at theworld.org.